Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's top news, and as usual, the economy front and center. With on Tuesday, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke talking about his hopes for economic recovery and the keys to seeing that become a reality. The chairman was speaking today in Washington and says that in his mind, the best and most important way to move forward economically is to make sure we end the chaos in the banking and credit sectors.
It depends critically on our ability to get the banking system and the financial system more broadly back to a situation where the markets are reasonably stable and they can perform their critical function of providing credit to the economy.
In remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations here in the capital city, Bernanke described the situation as one of the worst since the Great Depression. He's confident the U.S. economy will recover, but adds it's a question of when. Bernanke said one key issue for global recovery is whether some firms are just too big and too interconnected to be allowed to fail.
Government assistance to avoid the failures of major financial institutions has been necessary to avoid a further destabilization of the financial system, and our commitment to avoiding such a failure remains firm.
And while Bernanke says he is proposing a new regulatory system for the financial sector, he doesn't necessarily believe that had there been stiffer regulation early on in the process, that we wouldn't be in the same crisis.
The large inflows of capital into the United States and other industrial countries did generate a period of excessive risk-taking and a boom mentality.
Meanwhile, it's the glass half full today at the White House with Press Secretary Robert Gibbs saying the Obama administration has confidence in their set of policies and they believe that soon this nation will be back on the road to fiscal responsibility and sustainability.
The president and his team have been focused on a strategy that will begin to make progress and help stabilize our banking system and our financial system.
Meanwhile, President Obama expected to sign a catch-all spending bill to fund the rest of the federal government's responsibilities through the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of September. The $410 billion measure, laden down with some 9,000 earmarks, could be on the president's desk by midweek. When it came to the contents of the bill, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs passing the buck, saying it's clearly imperfect, but it's leftover business from the previous administration.
We're finishing the appropriations process that is generally concluded before the fiscal year starts. This stuff should have been done before Senator Barack Obama became President-elect Barack Obama.
Elsewhere on the economic front, Citigroup reporting a profit for the first 2 months of 2009. Chief Executive Vikram Pandit says the company had its best quarter-to-date performance since the third quarter of 2007, when it earned just over $2 billion. The company's share price fell below $1 last week, and Citigroup has lost more than $37 billion since 2007. In a memo to staff employees, Pandit said he is, quote, most encouraged with the strength of our business so far in 2009. However, he admits he's disappointed with the company's current stock price and what he called the broad-based misperceptions about the company and its financial position. But the good news from Citigroup meant good news on Wall Street, the Dow closing 379 points higher to finish at 6926, the S&P 500 up 43 to 720, the NASDAQ up 90 to 1358, oil down $1.36 to finish at $45.71 per barrel. The lawyer for disgraced financier Bernard Madoff says all indications point to his client pleading guilty to charges of swindling investors out of $50 billion in a Ponzi scheme. Madoff's next court appearance is Thursday, and his lawyer, Ira Sorkin, expects his client to plead guilty to all 11 counts. But the government says there is no plea bargain or plea agreement in place, meaning Madoff would have to plead guilty to all 11 charges should he decide to do so. If he does plead guilty, he will not be sentenced Thursday. That will happen several months later. Also on Tuesday, President Obama taking aim at education reform, laying out five pillars for what he says are necessary to improve America's schools, from enhanced early childhood education to stronger charter schools to making sure that more students have the ability to attend college. But Obama says he's also looking for merit pay for teachers.
Good teachers will be rewarded with more money for improved student achievement and asked to accept more responsibilities for lifting up their schools. Teachers throughout a school will benefit from guidance and support to help them improve.
And in a move not exactly welcomed by the teacher unions, Obama says school districts should take steps to take bad teachers out of the classroom.
I reject a system that rewards failure and protects a person from its consequences. The stakes are too high. We can afford nothing but the best when it comes to our children's teachers and the schools where they teach.
Over at the American Federation of Teachers, one of the two most powerful teachers unions in the country, that union's president, Randy Weingarten, says the union's not out looking for a fight, even though they disagree with Obama.
What we are opposed to is these kind of top-down models of pay that's based upon who you know what instead of what you know.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll get the latest consumer optimism numbers from Investors Business Daily. We'll also speak with Marcus Winters of the Manhattan Institute about what President Obama suggested on the education front today. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, inside the omnibus spending bill, we'll talk with Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis. Stay with us.